Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Alan Fox is here. Alan is founder, editor, and publisher of Rattle, one of the most respected literary magazines in the United States, focused on poetry. He's the author of a couple of books, including People Tools, 54 Strategies for Building Relationships, and also People Tools for Business, 50 strategies for building success, and he's our good friend and member of our brain trust, Alan Fox. Welcome back.
Jim, glad to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations again on your books and on your magazine. Almost 20 years you've been doing the magazine.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. I want to bring poetry to people who think they don't like poetry.
Are you still in print or is it digital now?
Oh, yeah, but Rattle comes out, look us up at rattle.com. It comes out four times a year in print.
All right, so good job there. All right, so one of the things that we've talked about a lot on the show, in fact, today a little bit, is about the difference in a tactic and a goal. And you say we should take the idea of goal setting to a little more precise degree, right?
Absolutely.
So you think a goal is too big of a target? We should focus on something that you say should be a real target.
Yes, and I think setting goals, as I say in People Tools for Business, my book, is very, very important. I mean, how do you know where you're going to get and where you want to go unless you set a goal? So I'm setting goals for myself all the time.
But when you all right, so what's the difference in a goal and a target?
Not much, I would say. I mean, a target I think of is when I'm playing darts and throwing a dart at the target and trying to hit the bullseye.
When you talk about expanding your target, what does that mean?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I had a friend once who wanted to get married. He's a guy about 30 years old, never been with a woman for too long, and he wanted a woman who was exactly a certain height and willing to give up a good job and raise three children, and his target was too small. I mean, to find such a woman who was going to do all that. And finally, I had dinner with him one night. He introduced me to his fiance, and I'll tell you, she wasn't at all. She was 5'2". She wasn't 5'6". I asked him afterwards, what's going on? He said, well, I decided I wasn't being realistic, and I set a broader target. I want someone to love me and, you know, stuff like that. And so he made his target achievable, and that's what you got to do.
But you also have to be careful, because one of the quotes I like to use is from Michelangelo, who allegedly said the only thing worse than setting a target too high and not reaching it is setting it too low and reaching it. Don't you have to be careful?
Absolutely. I think that's I haven't heard that quote before. That's a very good one. And I agree, and I think you have to set your target. For example, you know, one target I think every business should have is don't run out of cash, and I have a chapter on that.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of important. Another idea I have is that, and you know, I heard a management consultant years ago when I was riding cross-country on an airplane, that people with goals use people without goals. In other words, if you and I are going out to dinner, and you don't know where you want to go, and I want to go to the Chinese place, we're going to go for Chinese.
Right.
So it's very important to have goals so that you know where you're going and you can communicate to others, your employees, your customers, exactly where you're going.
Well, there's an old saying in business planning, if you don't know or you don't care where you're going, any road will take you there. and so you need to be able to focus, but
absolutely.
What you're saying is make sure that as you focus, that you're I mean, how realistic should you plan to be? I mean, I remember being a young upstart privately syndicated radio show, and I walked up to IBM and knocked on their door and got their business.
Yep.
And people after that, people came to, and they were my customers for years.
Yep.
And people came up to me afterwards and said, "Wow, how did you get IBM to be a sponsor?" I said, "I asked them." Well, my little bitty company, if I had been intimidated by you know, if I had said, "Wow, maybe I should set my sights lower," I never have asked them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a chapter in People Tools called "You're Not in the Business of Making Telephone Calls." You know, my office, one Thursday, the elevator went out, and the person in charge, I wasn't in. I came in Tuesday. The elevator still didn't work. I said, "What's going on?" She said, "Well, I called on Thursday. They said they're going to fix it." I said, "Your job is not making phone calls. Your job is getting the elevator to work."
Right.
So, you've got to know where you're going and actually do it, not just prepare to succeed. You have to work
at
it.
Isn't the key to a target, though, Alan, the result, to have a target or to have a goal, the result is what you want, not the activity. The result is the going over the goal line, you know, making the three-pointer, you know, getting a home, getting somewhat around on the home base. You know, isn't the whatever it is should be something you can do something with, not just take the next step.
Absolutely, and to do that, Jim, you got to be focused. You know, my background, I used to be a CPA, and you know, I have a chapter in People Tools for Business called "Budget, Don't Budget." And you know, it's so important to embody your goals in it with numbers. That's what business is talking about. And I know a lot of people, talented in business, hard workers, good ideas, but like my brother, they just don't do budgets. Well, a budget is just a list. A list of your expected expenses and a list of your expected, like, you know, expenses like rent, telephone, electricity, whatever, and a list of your expected income. It's just two lists, but you've got to have the goal of meeting your budget or knowing why.
Well, a budget is like a roadmap, right? I mean, it's a plan you've laid out to track your progress against.
Exactly. And, and that is just so important. But follow the roadmap, absolutely.
I need your website, Alan.
Our website is People Tools Book. That's People Tools Book, three words put together, .com.
PeopleToolsBook.com. Quick break. Right back with Alan Fox. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.